thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Lady Diva, here on air. Phone lines are open. I have with me a professional jazz saxophonist, Faustina Dixon, with me this evening. Miss Dixon, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you, Miss Moss?
All right. And thank you for tuning in, taking out your time to come on my platform. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bear, Delaware.
All right, Delaware fans.
Yes, ma'am, but it's about 20 miles outside of the big city of Wilmington, Delaware.
Right,
and our
capital
is Dover, Delaware, and I'm about an hour from Dover, Delaware.
All right, well, thank you for that information. So, tell us how your music journey began, Miss Dixon. What sparked your talent?
Well, when I went to elementary school, everybody in the block wanted to play an instrument. So we just kind of motivated each other. And I started on clarinet and rode to elementary school at a time when it was the norm to play an instrument.
Yeah.
And that's how I got started. And I continued playing clarinet throughout middle school. And when I got to high school, I decided that I wanted to go to a school that had jazz. I don't know how I got into jazz except for my mother's father.
Okay. I was about to ask you.
Okay. Yeah, my mother's father loved jazz, but I did not spend any time with him to have inherited that from him. So I don't know how I was interested in jazz as a child, but once I got interested, I wanted to go to a high school that had jazz, and that's how I chose St. Mark's High School. They had an excellent jazz program. My teacher's name was Mr. Klatch. Well, prior to that, let me go back, because a lot of people know the legendary Robert Lowry. His nickname was Boise Lowry, and he taught Ernie Watts and Clifford Brown and Wilbie Fletcher and a whole host of other talented jazz musicians who we know throughout the world. And he was one of my beginning teachers, private teachers. And then I went to St. Mark's. So it just all happened by osmosis. It just, took its own life form. Sometimes that's what happens when we just go with what our spirit is telling us to do, and it takes its own life. And that's what happened to music with me. Yes.
I read through your biography that you had also played with Roy Ayers, Tom Brown, Melba Liston, Cab Calloway, Prince, Sammy Davis, and Marvin Gaye. And you toured for 4 years.
Yes, I did. With Marvin Gaye, I was just looking at some of his videos a couple of days ago. And so far I have not found any video footage of me with Marvin. But one of these days I will. But there's a lot of people at the time when I worked with Marvin. Nolan Smith was the musical director. And he's still with us. He lives on the West Coast. Bugsy Wilcox was the drummer. He's still with us. He lives in Vegas. So we still have some of the band members. Fernando Harkless, who was the lead saxophone player with Got to Give It Up, he's in Vegas and doing well. So we have each other to testify for the fact that we were with Marvin but I have not found any video footage yet.
Well, maybe you're going to have to ask, and you never know who has and has it, has any video footage. You have to ask for it, put your name out there, and ask if they have any video footage. Now, were you in the background, back vocal, or were you in the band or standing in the back or something like that?
Well, Marvin, as you know, was an excellent musician, and he really had an ear for a big band. So at the time, I was playing baritone saxophone. It was 5 saxophones, 4 trumpets.
Golly, okay.
3 percussionists, 2 piano players, an organist.
And that is big.
Yes, he had.
I didn't know that. He did.
Yeah, 4 background singers and 4 or 5 dancers. I do communicate with his sister, Ziola Gay, and I don't think Ziola has any footage either, because she would have shared it with me.
Probably
big band. That band
probably
was awesome too.
Yeah, you probably have to go to the broadcast corporations like ABC, NBC, and CBS, wherever it was broadcasted. Those are the companies that you, the broadcasting companies you need to probably send a letter to if they have the footage of the whole stage, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, those broadcasting corporations. How many years ago was that?
I worked with Marvin between 1977 and probably 81. I'm not a time person because my life has been so full. I've been so blessed. And like I said, I just kind of went with where that spirit was leading me next. So I had to think very hard. But I can remember that date because I had gone to Berklee College of Music for a couple of years. And I had gone to California during the summer when you have a break from college. And to visit my cousin, because I was too hip to come back to Delaware now. And, I wanted to keep my musical journey going, and there were some guys from Berklee who were going. We were going to have a band in California, and I was going to live with my cousin. And I think I was out there for like a couple of weeks, and I ended up auditioning for Marvin's band and made the gig. So I can remember that date, but. Like, if you start asking me about some other timetables, I'm going to have to scratch my head a little bit. But
okay. Okay. Well, you're doing very well, very well. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
So let's talk about the track I just played more. Is there a brief story with that track there? How you come up with the title and the melody?
Absolutely. The song was written by my husband. His name is Todd Kilgo.
Okay.
And Moore was inspirational for him because Moore of the father whom he served. So actually it's talking about Moore of God. Yes.
All right. Well, let's get into your new album, Vertical Alignment. Is there a brief story for this album, why you created it? Is there a brief story behind it? And I would like to play the track Vertical Alignment.
You want to play it now or you want the story?
I want the story.
Well, it's not far from the first story. Vertical Alignment is our relationship with the Father. And who art in heaven, And so my husband, Todd Kilgo, wrote that song also.
Okay. We're here is Vertical Alignment. Everybody stay tuned.
Okay, thank you.
Faustina Dixon. I really love that one. Get down, Faustina. Gone. You blow that thing, girl. Woo!
That track
really blew me out of my chair. And I'm like, wow, she can blow that thing. And in such good tune, melody. Oh, I just put a little shaking in my shoulder right there.
I appreciate that. That song, Vertical Alignment and More, was on the Smooth Jazz Charts and Billboard, Vertical made Billboard. For weeks, it was on the Smooth Jazz. Both of them were on Smooth Jazz. And I must say, Al Turner produced the whole CD, basically.
Yeah.
Except for one song, which is Neck Brace. Ray Chu produced that. I don't know if you know Ray Chu, who's the director of the musical director for Dancing with the Stars and done things at the Apollo and Steve Harvey, but he's a pretty well-known conductor and orchestrator. And
well, I found you on Soul Tracks, soultracks.com.
Yes.
And they sent me an email, and when I listened to the track, I'm like, oh Lord, I got to get her on my platform, you know. So, Vertical Alignment, that track there, when you have a stressful day, that'd be the jam to play right there. I love it. I'm sorry, I love that one. You deserve it. It should be on the top. So as we continue. Do you have any upcoming events, any performance to mention? Where you are going to be performing anywhere in any cities?
Yes, I do. But I'm glad you mentioned Soul Tracks, because I do have to give kudos to SoulTracks.com for putting featuring me and for putting The Best Is Yet to Come, featuring Jeff Morrell, produced by Herb Middleton. I have to give shout out to Chris Rizik, SoulTracks.com. So thank you so much, Chris, and thank you so much again, Ms. Moss, for having me. Some of the future dates coming up, I'm kind of excited about one of them. Like it's almost like I can't tell you everything.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, but I'm really excited because you mentioned, I can say this much, and I only can't tell everything because we still have to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Right, exactly.
But one of the people that you mentioned earlier who I've worked with is going to be with me at the South on March 26th.
Ooh.
So if people would just check my website in the next couple of weeks, give me a couple of weeks to update all of my, have my person, my people update my website, and then you'll see who that special guest is going to be.
All right. I can't wait. Oh. So, go ahead and give your website information and your social media pages as well.
Okay, so some of the other dates are February 15th, Smooth Jazz Campaign will be kicking off the next song, which is Goodbye. And then March 29th, we'll be doing a concert in New York. And beginning June is some of our festivals that we have here on the East Coast. And they'll be able to find out all of that stuff on my website, which is www.FaustinaDixon.com. And you spell my name F as in Frank, O-S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I-N as in Nancy, A, Dixon, D as in David, I-X as in X-ray, O-N as in Nancy, FaustinaDixon.com.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. As well, you are on Facebook, IG, and Twitter.
Yes, ma'am. So Facebook is www.facebook.com/Faustina.Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
All right. And
Twitter
that's the same. Okay, go ahead.
No, you asked me the question.
No, go ahead. Finish the social site.
Okay, Twitter.com/ Fosse, F as in Frank, OSSIE 123.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
LinkedIn is, wow. You can type in Faustina Dixon hyphen Kilgo. So same spelling for Faustina Dixon and hyphen K-I-L-G-O-E.
Okay.
And one last one, Instagram. www.instagram.com/ Faustina Dixon.
And you can find me on all of them. I have Faustina information as far as the show for this evening on LinkedIn, Twitter, IG, Instagram, Facebook. You can look me up on all social media pages as well. I would like to play another track. And this one would be The Best Is Yet to Come.
Okay. With Jeff Morrell singing vocals.
Who is it now? Say it again.
Jeff Morrell. J-E-F-F Morrell. M as in Mary. Oh. U-R-R-E-L-L.
All right. Here is The Best Is Yet to Come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And Faustina Dixon, don't you go nowhere. We have a few minutes to go.
Thank you.
Around the clock.
best is yet to come by Faustina Dixon, everyone. I love that track as well. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
So, what keeps you motivated?
I'm putting your information on Chris's website right now.
I want
people to tune in. When can they tune in to you? What should I say about tuning in? What hours? What time with Brenda Moss?
Well, this show is being recorded, and there will be a link. So the link that I've sent you is the same link you will send to everybody and all on social media, websites, friends, fans, and family. The same link will play the live recording. So what you do is send that link, and then the picture or the image of you and your album art cover will show up.
Okay.
Usually, that's what all smartphones and all devices will know what that link is from, and it will automatically pop up. And I've sent information to Chris, and sometimes people are so busy in their lives, it takes them a while to catch up. So all you can do is send them the link, and they'll catch on sooner or later. They may not be able to listen tonight, but as we're talking about Soul Tracks and Chris right now, he probably smile when he listened to the recording.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, what keeps me motivated is taking life on a daily journey of appreciation, making the best of myself, trying to be the best me, trying to love people. I enjoy people. I love music. I love God, and so that's enough. That's a lifetime journey. Those few things that I mentioned. Put it all in a pot, and you're gonna have a pretty spectacular life.
Coming from you. Wow, you have been blessed, and many more blessings are coming to you. So I'd like to ask you this: what is that ultimate desire of which you wish your fans to get out of this Vertical Alignment album?
Oh, that's a good question. Enjoy it, and you know, just put something, let something motivate and resonate in your heart, and come on out and see us in live performances when you can. I would appreciate it. We need people. You know, live music is has gone we're obsolete in many areas.
Yes.
TV and videos and Netflix and all this other stuff has become a part of a lot of people's lifestyle. So
yeah.
Truly, as artists, appreciate it when you come out and see us. We just pray that it's not too expensive. Some of these concerts are $500, $1,000. It's just so much. And so, you know, we appreciate people when they come out. So,
yeah.
You know, I hope to meet someone and come up to me and say, I heard you on Let's Jazz It Up with Brenda Moss. That would bless my heart. So, Ms. Moss, I really appreciate you having me on. I wish you all the best. And we will talk in the near future, because I wanted to get some more information about a conversation we briefly had last week.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay.
All right. So let's play another track. And this one's called Good Vibes. Now, is there a brief story for that track song there, Good Vibes?
Yeah, here's a brief story. So we wanted one more song on the CD, and our producer Al Turner said, okay, I'll give you one of mine. And so this is written by Al Turner. I do want to say I do have some songs on the CD that I wrote, but I wrote several, I think five or six of them. But today we're talking about Todd's songs, Al's songs, Ray Chu's songs, and I'm good with that. So that's the story. We needed one more song, and Al graciously gave up one of his songs. Thank you, Al Turner.
All right. Thank you, too, Al. Here is Goodbye. Spending the track with you. I'm actually floored that you actually came on my platform and I got to hear your voice that is truly you. And I like to say you can give a shout out to all those persons that have supported you in your musical journey. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to my fans, my loved ones, my friends, my confidants, and all the people who have just helped me along the way. And thank you. That includes you now, Miss Moss.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes,
well,
ma'am. Thank
you. Let's all give everybody an applause for helping you in your journey.
Yes. And Chris did respond.
All right. Now we at the end of our showcase. Do you have any words of encouragement that you'd like to give for any persons that are up and coming into the music industry? Any advice you want to give? Or do you just want to deliver a spiritual message for those that are suffering in the world today?
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Well, you know, one child at a time, one person at a time, and just do what you can do to make the world a better place, beginning with yourself. We have to work on ourselves from the inside out. I'd say have a passion, have a purpose, be on purpose. That gives you motivation to live and live life to the fullest. And we're all blessed to be a blessing. So everyone here is here on purpose. So use your gifts and talents and, you know, just lift one another up. It's going to be okay.
Yes,
love
gonna
is
be
more
okay.
powerful. Yeah, love is more powerful than what we see in this world. So it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. And thank you for those powerful words of encouragement, Ms. Faustina Dixon. Well, we're
thank
at the
you.
End of our showcase. You have a blessed evening, Ms. Dixon. Thank you for your time and your pleasure of having you on my platform. I hope to see you again coming back with your future new music projects. And,
thank you.
And more blessings. And keep in touch. And I will play the last track for this evening. Everyone stay tuned. The track I will play, I'll Always Remember. And I have a treat
okay.
at the end of the show. And thank you, Miss Dixon. And hopefully you'll be able to send that link to everyone that maybe missed the show, the live airing. The show is recorded. Let me know if you want the MP3 recording of the show. Just send me an email and I'll send it to you. And you have a blessed evening, Miss Dixon. Here is
right,
always remember. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, Miss Moss.
always remember off the Vertical Alignment album by Faustina Dixon, everyone. This is Lady Diva about to give you a treat, and also to inform you I have another show coming up, which is on January 29th at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, with the professional jazz recording artist J. Henry Live. He has a single out, Come See Me, and this is the track. Stay tuned for the show that I will be having J. Henry Live on my platform. Thank you, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up with Lady Diva signing out. Thank you all for your support.
I think it's something about your tone, yeah. And if you're feeling like I'm feeling, babe, put down the phone and come on, yeah. Come on.
Your conversation got me interested in you, babe.
Come on.
It's pleasure for two, only thing I'm interested in you, babe.
Come on,
whatever you need, I will provide it indeed.
Baby, won't you come see me? Yeah, your vibe is so erotic, babe. Yeah, forbidden fruit I can't ignore. Can't wait another second, girl. So hurry on over, baby, so we can get in trouble, baby. Come on, come on.
Your conversation got me interested in you, babe.
Come on.
It's pleasure for two, only thing I'm missing is you, babe.
Come on.
Whatever you need, I will provide it indeed.
Baby, won't you come see? I can't wait to see your face and touch your body, baby. Oh,
baby.
I can't help myself. You're talking too good, yeah.
For two.